further into the city. Patients are being moved from hospitals in the region to other facilities, according to the medical charity Médecins Sans Frontières. The number of casualties due to the conflict continues to rise daily, and the death toll sits at over 35,000 since the war began in October last year. Davida Musarado, who is working with MSF in Gaza, is trying to help young people and children through the impacts of the war.
We are still, until now, providing psychological support. We are giving to the children some games that we have, some colors books, the crayons, in order for them to keep up some distraction also when they will move and they will find a safe space where to stay.
Investigations are continuing into a fatal assault in Sallins, County Kildare, in the early hours of the morning. A man in his 30s died in the incident at a house in Sallins Park shortly after 3 a.m. A man in his 20s was arrested at the scene and taken to a Garda station in County Kildare, where he could be held for up to 24 hours. An incident room has been set up at Naas Garda station and preparations are being made for a post-mortem exam. There are five Irish nominees at tonight's BAFTAs in London. Graham Norton, Sharon Horgan, Mairead Tyers, Ina Hardwick and Roisin Gallagher have all made the shortlist. Chat show host Norton is nominated for Best Entertainment Performer, while his show is also running in the Comedy Entertainment category. Both Mairead Tyers and Roisin Gallagher are nominated in the Female Performances in a Comedy category for their roles in Extraordinary and Lovers, respectively. And that's your news for now.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group.
For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024.
MIG.ie.
Showers and thunderstorms will die out early tonight. A spell of persistent rain will then develop in the southwest around midnight, extending north over much of Munster, Connacht and South Leinster. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. And now you're up to date, the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, Craig Scott.
Jump in.
We're going back to the future.
With Jen Lark.
Back in time.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Thank you. We've jumped through time, but when have we landed?
We've gone back to the future.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Staring at the mountain. Aslan, this is following Bangles Manic Monday in Ireland's Classics Radio. So it's fair to say we are in the 80s. Love this decade. Every time we land in this decade, the music is incredible. It is Back to the Future. I am Jen Lark. Good evening. I hope you're well and ready to play again. So what went on this year? What was happening on our screens, both small and big? The Oprah Winfrey Show debuted nationally, and Alf and Casualty and Matlock on the big screen. We had Platoon, The Karate Kid Part 2, Aliens, oh, love it, Ruthless People, Star Trek The Voyage Home, and yeah, The Money Pit, love that with Tom Hanks, and big year for Tom Cruise, The Colour of Money was out. And this.
And you think I'm reckless? When I fly, I'll have you know that my crew and my plane come first.
Well, I'm going to finish my sentence, Lieutenant. My review of your flight performance was right on.
Is that right?
That is right.
But I held something back. I see some real genius in your flying, Maverick, but I can't say that in there. I was afraid that everyone in that tax trailer would see right through me. And I just don't want anyone to know that I've fallen for you.
Tom Cruise and Kelly McGillis there in Top Gun, the first one that was released in the 80s. And yeah, Maverick was great as well. And Tom Cruise is in talks apparently over making a third one. Interesting. So what year in the 80s? Did that hit our screens? And it fairly skyrocketed his career also. 087-188-0008. Anita Baker is on the way right after this from Prince on Ireland's Caskets Radio.
Just leave it all to me. I'm gonna show you.
taking you back to the future,
to a mystery year.
But when have we landed?
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Jumped through time, but when have we landed?
Back to the future on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Down that rocky road, but here we are.
Huey Lewis in the News, stuck with you on Ireland's Cascades Radio. Hello, I am Jen Lark. We are playing Back to the Future, and yeah, we're in the 80s. But what is the year? Well, a new airline opened for business. Ryanair cut fares on flights to the UK, and Richard Branson on the 72-foot powerboat Virgin Challenger 2, he broke the world record for the fastest crossing of the Atlantic. At the RDS in Dublin, Barry McGuigan fought Danilo Cabrera with the help of manager Barney Eastwood. The Colonus Cyclone retained his world title, although he lost it later on in the year. What is the year? 0871 880 0008. It's Bananarama now, and the answer is right after this.
We've gone back to the future
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Well, what year in the 80s did we land in there and Back to the Future? Well, Sheila, you got it right, as in Sheila Shoaga from Barna in Galway. You're not that far from our home place either. Yes, it was 1986. Okay, so after the break, we've one more year left to play here in Back to the Future this evening on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Hey, it's Trina Mara, and we've just launched a brand new series called A Parent's Guide to Social Media. Each week, we'll take you through some of the need-to-know facts about social media platforms, the risks online, and the good bits too. If you've got kids who are always on their phones, we'll help you figure out what they're up to and what to watch out for. It's on every Thursday on my show from 10 till 2, and you can catch up with our podcast. Just search Ireland's Classic Hits Parent's Guide.
A sound and vision initiative funded by Comisión na Meán with a television licence fee.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Bring on summer at Dunn's Stores with everything you need for breakfast, lunch, dinner and treats in the frozen aisle. Refreshing smoothies for breakfast are made easy with a selection of vibrant Dunn Stores frozen fruit, just €2. Make quick and tasty lunches and dinners with a range of delicious chicken goujons and fillets, only €3.99. Then treat yourself with a box of ice creams, now 2 for €5. Plus, you can save with the till with a 5 off 25 grocery voucher. Dunn Stores, always better value. Terms and conditions apply. Voucher can be used to next grocery shop of €50 or more.
Now, Craig Scott.
Jump in.
We're going back to the future.
With Jen Lark.
Back in time.
On Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Always the best. to the Future on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
But when have we landed?
Gather the clues and guess the year.
And I give up forever to touch you, 'cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home right now. And all I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over, I just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want you to know who I am. And you can't fight the tears that ain't, the moment of truth in your lies. When everything feels like the movies, yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want
Goo Goo Dolls on Ireland's Caskets Radio. Huge hit from that movie City of Angels with Meg Ryan and Nicolas Cage. Do you remember that? Love that movie. You need a box of tissues though, if you haven't seen it already. I still need a box of tissues every time I watch it. Okay, so I'm Jen Lark. We are playing Back to the Future and we are now in the 90s. But what is the year? Well, this man. His television career began in Granada in Manchester, where he became the first person to introduce the Beatles on screen. He was the first host of The Late Late Show, the world's longest running chat show. He presented it from 1962 right up until this episode in the 90s.
Thank you very much indeed for coming along. I just want to warn you that if anybody misbehaves in the audience tonight, I'll change my mind, I'll announce that I'm not retiring, and I'll come back to haunt you in September, and that's it. Anyway, welcome to everybody all around the country, a special welcome to all the people who are watching us on Tara Cable all across the UK, and a special welcome to all the people who are watching us all over the world on the internet.
Oh, there's our Gabo, Gabe Byrne, hosting his last ever Late Late Show in the 90s, and he also presented The Roads of Tralee, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, The Meaning of Life, and For One Night Only. And from 1973 to 1998, he presented the Gabe Byrne Hour on Radio 1. And we did. We lost him. He passed away there in 2019. So what was that year in the 90s? Gabe Byrne's last ever Late Late Show. 087-188-0008. Here's Shania on Ireland's Caskets Radio.
Let's go, girls. No inhibitions, make no conditions.
taking you back to the future to a mystery year.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Believe that fate has brought us here, and we should be together, babe, but we're not. I play it off, but I'm dreaming of you, and I'll keep my cool, but I'm feeling I try to say goodbye and I choke. Seem all right and smile when you leave, but my smiles are just a front, just a front.
Through your favorite classic hits.
Back to the future on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Oh!
New Radicals, you get what you give on Ireland's Caskets Radio. We are now in the 90s, playing Back to the Future. But what is the year? Well, 27,000 Irish nurses went on strike in a dispute over better pay. Do you remember that? And in America, the Monica Lewinsky scandal came to an end as the US Senate acquitted President Bill Clinton on two articles of impeachment. And in the European elections, independent candidate Dana is among the winners. And this is the year in the 90s that our euro currency began in circulation. Now do you know? 087-188-0008. Here is Robbie. While you make up your mind, I'll tell you after this on Ireland's Caskets Radio.
My breath smells of a thousand fags. So when I'm drunk, I dance like me dad. I started to dress a bit like him. And early morning when I wake up, I look like Kiss but without the makeup. And that's a good line to take it to the bridge. And you know, cause my life's a mess. And I'm trying to grow, so before takeaways and fantasies of easy lays. The pause button's broke on my video. And is this real? Cause I feel fake. Oprah Winfrey, Ricky Lake, teach me things I don't need to know. And you know, cause my life's a mess. And it started to show, so before never cold when I was young. I'm still young. We're still young. Life's too short to be afraid. Step inside the sun.
gone back to the future
on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Right, well, what year did we land in there in the 90s on our last year this evening on Back to the Future? Well, Ian in Nace, you're gonna write Ian, thanks for WhatsApping us in. It was of course 1999. Now What Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes has been driving people mad here on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this time we're asking you to work out what the question Lucy asked was. And all we know so far is that the answer is 2. So on Friday morning, just gone, Colm and Lucy tried to help out and they posted 5 wrong questions on our Instagram at Classic Hits Radio. And in case you're not big on social media, here are the wrong questions so far. So you don't need to enter these again. How many friends do you have? How many radio awards do you have? How many suits do you have? How many breakfast shows have you hosted? And how many bowel movements do you have daily? All of those are wrong. Okay, those questions are wrong. So you need to come up with the right one. And if you think you've the right answer, you can play again on Monday morning with Colm and Lucy and the jackpot will be €3,000. Nice. Only on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. That's it from me, Jen Lark. I am back next Sunday from 6 on Back to the Future. Track O'Brien is on the way. Good evening.
Heard the news? We have an unexpected vacancy for a talk show host.
So I guess we're hiring?
The successful candidate will be
funny,
a little cheeky,
empathetic,
able to build a good rapport with listeners.
They will have their finger on the pulse of the nation
and have a keen interest in politics.
Well, maybe not that keen. If interested, please send your CV and demo to hr@classichits.ie.
ASAP. Nighttime Talk. Monday to Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight. With recruit.ie. Ireland's new online job search.
Search for your dream job today on recruit.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All aboard for the Cove Heritage Centre Tour. Take a historic trip back in time and visit our ancestors from the past. For more than 25 years, we've been telling the emigrant story. So come and join the journey, follow the footsteps of our ancient ancestors, and feel history come alive. See our opening times and plan your visit at coveheritage.com. Cove Heritage Centre, a highlight of Ireland's ancient East.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
A little thanks can go a long way. Don't just say it, send it with Unpost. Unpost for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
A very good night from the newsroom. A man in his 30s has died following an assault in Sallins, County Kildare. Another man in his 20s has been arrested following the incident in the early hours of this morning. Sean O'Mwelcaron reports.
Emergency services were alerted to an assault at a house in Sallins Park shortly after 3:15 this morning. There they discovered the victim with fatal injuries. He was pronounced dead at the scene. The scene has been preserved for a technical examination and preparations are underway for a post-mortem. A man in his 20s was arrested at the property and taken to a Garda station in County Kildare where he can be held for up to 24 hours. An incident room has been set up at Naas Garda station and a liaison officer has been assigned to the victim's family.
A number of asylum seekers' tents in Dublin were attacked overnight. Gardaí said they're aware of the incident along the Grand Canal and are maintaining contact with the International Protection Office in relation to the accommodation of asylum seekers. They say they engage with all